before the Seattle game at 497, you said you weren't thinking about getting those three. Will that change Sunday about getting maybe just one?
I didn't even really think about it until Jeff said something. You get kind of lost in what you're doing. You're not worrying about individual stats and touchdowns, career. You just can't think about that stuff. You just got to try to figure out a way to score a touchdown, running it, throwing it, however you do it.
What about getting guys going? I mean, Julius was talking about he'd trade some of Emmanuel's catches for some touchdowns or vice versa. And Demaryius, there's been plenty of talk about him not really getting going yet. So do you at least think about what can I call to get these guys more involved that haven't?
Every time I try to do that, it works the wrong way. So that's one thing. You just try to figure out what's the best play to call for this down and distance, and then you go with it and can't worry about who's where and what side they're on, because at the end of the day, once we start moving the ball, I lose where Demaryius is and Emmanuel, and then Julius starts moving around. So you can't try to force the ball on anybody. That's when you start throwing picks. And that's when, if I start going, hey, throw it to DT here, I can't take all his reads away. He's just got to read out the coverage and throw it to who's open.
Against this run defense, what will you see as a success, even if maybe you don't get the yardage? What are you looking for from the run game that you would deem a success after this week?
We always go by efficiency. So for us, first and second down, we're looking for 4 yards plus. That's an efficient run to us. But when we get like second and two, we get the first down, that's an efficient run. So a lot of times, some of these plays that we're calling, we're just trying to get 1 or 2 yards, and that's an efficient run. But that's what we hang our head on more than saying, hey, we need 100 yards and we need to average this amount of carries. That's kind of secondary for us. It's for everybody else to look at and deem that's the way they look at it as successful. That's not how we look at it.
How are you efficiency-wise against Seattle and by your own?
Terrible. How about that? That'd probably be the best answer for you.
Bruce Arians was saying that Peyton's a piranha and how he consumes and absorbs information. Would you kind of agree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, you can never give him enough. I mean, every day it seems like there's something else that comes up, and there's a lot of questions to ask, or he asks, and you have to be ready to answer. And that's why our preparation takes probably as long as it does, is making sure we have answers, because he's seen so much football. And when you're a veteran player, and this happens with some skilled guys as well, they've seen so much football that they know what may come up, and they want to know, do we have a plan for that? So his ability to eat up the information is unreal.
Is it easier to deal with a guy like that who may have a million questions, a vet that's been around 10 plus years, or a guy that's 1 or 2 years in that may not have any questions, and you're having to just feed him information? What's easier?
They're both, but they both have their challenges. I mean, I can't say I've been on both ends of the spectrum. So, sometimes is it easier to not tell a guy anything? Yeah, sure, go home earlier. But you'd rather figure out a way to move the ball, win games. And if that means you got to stay up a little later to answer some questions, it doesn't matter.
He answered my questions.
Chris, do you remember the first time you saw the back shoulder fade? And why is that pass so effective? It's a quarterback's accuracy.
I guess I didn't really pay attention to it as much until when I was here in 2010. We did a big study on New Orleans. And we really tried to perfect it because we felt like Brandon Lloyd at the time had that great body control. And his speed was good enough to where guys started playing over the top on him. And then Kyle Orton actually threw a pretty good back shoulder ball to him. So we did a lot of study. Drew Brees, he's perfected it. And those guys made a killing with Colston. So we just felt like, hey, how can we get 15-yard gains just by throwing a back shoulder takeoff? So it takes a lot of work, though. I know that. It's not the easiest throw to make.